Fallout Equestria Heroes by No One. Chapter 11. Knowing is Half the Battle. In a battle, all you need to make you fight is a little hot blood and the knowledge that it is more dangerous to lose than to win.
Sorry, Flair, you're out.
You can't do this! This is an outrage! It's just not fair! Listen, we've been through this so long and you can't just do this!
I shook my head and let Flair rage on. I knew he would never understand. But it had to be this way.
Don't worry, Flair.
Serenity trotted up to him and patted him on the shoulder.
You can be on my team next time.
Not bloody likely.
Come on,
I said to Serenity as I trotted over to the far end of the field.
Let's get this over with. I can't wait to get started, but first let me set a few rules.
Serenity stood between us, hopping on top of the soccer ball and steadying it with her magic.
It's of utmost importance that there are no unfair advantages, so no wings, no magic, and no heaving around huge dangerous guns. Subtlety is not huge.
It was a perfectly sized gun, thank you very much.
It's the biggest motherfucking gun I've ever seen,
Flair said, waving his arms around to demonstrate.
It makes you look like a huge silver tank that explodes shit. Also, subtlety is a dumb name.
Oh, he did not just go there. I was seriously going to sucker the shit out of him.
I'm not taking subtlety off.
We were standing in some random dirt field with two dead trees across from each other as goalposts, and we could be attacked at any time by any number of wasteland unmentionables. We had moved a considerable distance a day and a half after the tunnel incident, so at least the biases were not likely to find us.
Please, Hired,
she said, making her face all pouty.
Pretty please, fine,
I cut her off.
Not because you did that sad thing you do when you don't get your way, only on the condition you stop calling me mummy.
She just pouted more.
Stop that! Just agree so we can play!
Then her eyes got all big and watery and tied a knot in my gut. Against my better judgment, I said,
Fine! We'll talk about it later, okay?
Grinning just a bit, she nodded. Grumbling and taking off subtlety, I had the distinct feeling I had just been outsmarted by a foal. Again. It seemed that being outsmarted constantly was half of what I did. The other half was, of course, getting captured.
Any other rules? First to 5 points wins. Go!
Said Serenity with all the enthusiasm a little filly could muster. Incidentally, a lot. With that, she leapt off the ball and gave it a great kick with her tiny hoof. It went about 3 feet before rolling to a stop in front of Flair. Not wasting any time, the blue Pegasus was off with a blur, kicking the ball faster and faster with each step. He was moving so fast, he was almost hard to keep track of. Damn Pegasi. I ran over to intercept him as Serenity tried to run her way back down the field. The Pegasus was far too fast for me and zipped easily past me. Turning as fast as I could, I reached out with my mouth and grabbed onto the tattered remains of Flair's jumpsuit. There was a slight tug and then a tear as his one jumpsuit finally gave way and ripped right off, revealing his naked blue body. After seeing him always wearing clothes, it looked a little obscene. With a kick, the soccer ball flew through the air, ricocheted off our gold tree, and flew back, smacking Flair in the face with a thud and a wail. So far, the score was 1, Flair, 0, Serenity, and Silver Storm, and 1 for soccer kicking our collective asses. Patting Flair on the back, I said,
"Stop being a wimp."
Looking down at his flank for a second, I continued,
"What is that supposed to mean?"
I motioned to the open book tattooed on his flank.
Fuck, you finally saw it.
He sighed heavily and fakely.
I've been trying to hide it. It ain't very badass, is it? I was hoping for like a grenade or an explosion or an exploding grenade.
That was all well, but didn't answer the actual question.
It's for my storytelling. When I was just a little buck, me and a few other Pegasi accidentally fell through the floor of the Enclave base into the Dice tunnels. We were young and weren't good flyers, so we couldn't get out, and no pony know where we are. So we had to find our own way out. Well, we know how bad those tunnels can be. So I helped keep the tension down by telling stories about our old teacher's farts.
Serenity giggled.
And how they saved the world from Discord. When we were finally found and returned, I also found my cutie mark.
It looks stupid,
I said dully.
So, and what do those rocks on your flank mean?
He nickered at me.
Were you an expert slingshotter? Did you used to eat rocks? Well, it's gotta be something, and I'm fresh on ideas.
With a final grin, he trotted across the dirt field after our soccer ball. If you are curious as to where we found a functional soccer ball, Serenity found a deflated one and used a lot of her spare time as we traveled fixing it up. It's fairly easy to fix things up when you don't have to walk yourself, and I was sure magic helped as well. For once, though, she was not riding on my back out of laziness, but because she was wounded enough, I forbade her from tiring herself out. We were all wounded, of course. It had been over a day since the tunnel, but without healing potions, our wounds kept. Flair, for his part, could still barely keep off the ground, never mind the flying tricks he usually performed just to have a simple conversation. I was mostly fine, though. The wound on my flank had scabbed, as had the cut along my chest. Though sometimes, if I closed my eyes, I heard the wind whispering to me. I knew, for sure, that this time it was just my imagination, but... This soccer game was honestly more about keeping us active and making sure we were prepared for a raider attack than anything else. Well, I saw it that way. Both Flair and Serenity claimed it was fun. I was mostly adverse to the idea of fun, but I was outvoted.
Stop stalling, Slowpoke!
Serenity ran past me, the sun shining on her smiling face. Sometimes it was hard to believe it was actually back. I could see it shining down upon our game, but even looking at it, it was unreal. The Pegasi closed up the sky 200 years ago, and there was no way it could be back now. Not without a miracle, and if there was one thing I had learned in the wasteland, it was not to trust miracles.
I hurt!
Serenity squealed, stomping her little hoof.
We're playing! Can't let stupid get another point! Right.
Nodding my head, I was off. The ball was back in the middle of our makeshift field, so I charged at it. Flair nearly got there first, but I dove. The edge of my hoof kicked the ball, sending it rolling just out of his reach. He turned fast, but Serenity was already there, kicking the ball ahead of her and doing her damnedest not to trip. She failed. While she was running along, the ball slipped under her hoof and sent her tumbling over with an oof. Flair started to zip past her, but slowed down to see if she was okay. Just enough time for me to grab his tail with my mouth before he zoomed off again. His chin smacked against the ground as he fell. I caught up to the ball and pushed it forward and kept on running. The recently recovered Serenity called out to me as she ran alongside. Not worrying about the fact that a filly could run as fast as me, I kicked up the ball towards her. Suddenly, Flair jumped out of nowhere. He dove towards the ball with his wings outstretched. Inching closer as if in slow motion, he made a grab for the ball. And missed. He slammed into the ground with a shower of dirt. Serenity jumped up and lowered her head into the ball, hitting it with a sick thud. When she landed back on the ground, Serenity grinned to herself and leaned forward to watch the ball. Tilting her head in confusion, she turned to me.
Did it hit?
I chuckled. It took only a slight tug to slide the impaled ball off of her horn. Letting the ball deflate and fall to the ground, I said,
"Looks like it's game over."
Serenity groaned, rubbing the area around her horn with her hoof, and murmured an apology.
"Welp."
Flair grinned, pulling his face out of the dirt, or more accurately, pulling his face out with the dirt.
"I guess that means I win." "No."
That was not a voice I recognized. Turning to the sound, I saw a whole gaggle of metal ponies.
"We win."
One of the ponies stepped forward. She was completely unrecognizable from the rest due to their similar power armor, but that huge-ass gun on the back made it clear to me she was in charge. So I did what I always did when faced with impossible odds.
"Fuck off!"
I stepped forward and glowered at the Steel Ranger. I had met them once before, way up north somewhere, and I was not in the mood for their dickery.
"We're trying to play soccer."
The helmeted pony turned her head to me. I imagined she raised her eyebrow.
"The fuck are you?"
The pony shook its head.
"We have been ordered to take Captain Flair and any traveling companions into custody by orders of Elder Chunky Soup."
"Really?
That was a dumb name."
"Comply and you will be spared until your guilt or innocence can be determined."
I moved to fire subtlety, only to clack my teeth together hard as the bridle and battle saddle were still lying in a heap. I knew I shouldn't have taken them off. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I knew Flair was adding this to the list of times I was captured. Even though it was totally his fault because he...
Captain Flair?
"Can you feel that, Dice? Does it warm your very soul? It's a new day and still the sun is with us, and ain't that just glorious? They say no news is good news, but in this case, news is also good news. The NCA Chair Pony has reached a non-hostility agreement with the Minotaur King under the belief that we have reached a new era and peace should reign. A bit sappy if you ask me, the Minotaurs still deny the slaughter at the South Canyon base, but have offered their condolences. In related news, the NCA Council has voted 10-10 to declare Sunshine Day as a holding across all NCA states. All the four gangs of Dice have ratified the decision as well, with Mayhem taking his place as the new head of the Mustangs. In other news, bodies are still being counted from the horrific battles that exploded a few nights ago. In addition to the dozens of Mustangs and Bises killed outside the moon, including former leader of the Mustangs, Roy, multiple civilian casualties were confirmed after the fighting spilled over into the Dice residential area near the eastern wall. Finally, an NCA guard stationed on the wall fell to his death when an explosion shook the wall."
"That would be my bad." I walked along solemnly as chains clinked between my legs. They were tight enough so I couldn't run, but could still walk, though slowly and carefully. As we marched, the Steel Rangers seemed more interested in Flair than me. They had him chained heavily, with four knights flanking him, and had his injured wing tied to his chest with rope. All I got was a single guard stalking beside me. Serenity was, thankfully, allowed to ride on said guard's back, though her hoofs were tied together so she could barely move at all. Who knew? The filly could be dangerous. She cried at killing an insane ghoul. The idea of her taking down a Steel Ranger was just silly.
Confusion still reigns over the nature of Roy Mustang's death.
We were led up a rutted path on a hill not far from where we were captured. While not permitted to talk, I was given full permission to play my pipbuck as loud as possible. I had avoided it since the tunnel, worried about the effects of the battle, but anything was better than angsty silence.
Molly of the Bayous has denied responsibility for the death, claiming she was attempting to bring Roy in alive for his alleged murder of the peaceful power plant workers a few weeks ago.
As we crested the hill, I saw something off the left side. Sunlight bounced off the structure, making me wish I had put on my sunglasses before being captured. Off in the distance, the structure cut into the sky like a skinny, white knife, with wisps of clouds surrounding its tip.
Mayhem, who has taken up the role of leader of the Mustang, said, and I quote, "Molly's excuse is laughable." In his opinion, Molly was clearly pulling an assassination strike against the former leader, and claims the real question is whether she was working alone or with the NCA backers.
There was a burst of static before the familiar voice of Mayhem played over my pipbuck.
"No, I'm not saying the NCA put out a hit on Roy. What I'm saying is the Mustangs and the NCA have never gotten along, I dig? And if the Bayouses are honest and only wanted him alive, then who else in Dais would want a noble leader dead?"
"You would," I thought spitefully. "And me."
"It seems me to say we were woefully unprepared for Molly's treachery, and our hotel has been damaged considerably. If water prices get higher soon, I hope your listeners don't blame the Mustangs. Not after everything we've done to keep it running, even after multiple attacks against our ponies and character."
Mr. New Haggis was back.
"Well, bored already? Don't turn the channel just yet, because the news is done. And it's time for your favorite tunes, brought to you 200 years after their popularity killed the world."
"And to the hostilities,"
my guard scuffed to the side.
"My bloody hoof."
She was female, and through her armor that was all I could tell. Even with it, I was a fair bit taller than her, but she had guns, and they had taken subtlety from me.
This is nothing but an armistice for a week. Maybe two, a month if we are lucky, but there will be a war."
The mare looked at me, her helmet's eyes glowing.
"The NCA got mega spelled."
I said nothing, ignoring her. Not being permitted to speak made it difficult to comment on such things.
"You want to know what I think?"
I nodded dumbly, keeping my eyes on Serenity, who somehow managed to sleep on my guard's metal back. She could sleep anywhere.
"Well, the chaponi of the council is from Sandy Steffel, and they want to end the war. Can't vote yes to war right as the sun comes back, oh no. He'd be lynched. He's waiting till they attack first." "They did..."
I nearly gasped as Serenity murmured on the ranger's back, not as asleep as she seemed.
"Heard it on the radio."
Apparently she did not get the no-talking memo.
"Ah, you're a smart little one."
Serenity smiled proudly, though her eyes stayed closed.
"No pony knows what costs a megaspell to go off. Most ponies assume minotaurs, but the minotaurs haven't seriously attacked any pony for years. So why now? Less the minotaurs get aggressive, and aggressive that can't be denied, ain't nothing going to happen."
"So?"
I figured the ban on talking was lifted.
So, means the NCA will trigger the war without telling their respective cities, get it? Force the Minotaurs to attack. Then, boom! World goes to shit, and Celestia above can see how we ponies eat each other alive.
I imagined she was smiling at me, but really, who could tell?
You seem to be helping,
I said, as deadpan as I could.
Not my job to help.
Of course, she was what, only a knight? Way I heard it, you had to be at least a paladin to have an opinion.
I take my orders and complete them without question.
She sighed, looking off past the hill we were cresting. Behind us, I could still see the huge grey walls of Dais and the buildings that peaked over it. The giant pink pony head seemed to be staring at me from across the wasteland. Not creepy at all. Turning back to my guard, I saw what she was looking at. Off in the distance, and slightly rightish, was a large compound with small grey walls. The vast complex seemed to have a series of buildings lined up along the edge of the walls, while in the center it looked like rows of green things were lined up in rows. It was very, very confusing, so I sort of looked away.
The NCA farm,
the Steel Ranger chuckled.
Used to be the basis, but it never grew as much as needed. Apparently the NCA knows a little something of farming in these radiation-blighted lands. Some secret, or what have you. They think to use it to buy Dais's membership into the NCA. How interesting,
I said, trying to suppress a yawn. Why did ponies always lecture me? Was it too much to ask to be allowed to do a job without some pony feeling it necessary to explain in minute details the exact political strategies involved? I didn't care about the NCA, their farms, or their allies. I just wanted to escape these steel assholes, find the nearest NCA outpost, and collect my bounty for killing Roy. Also, I would like to go a day without being captured. That would be nice, but even with Celestia above smiling down on me, I don't think she liked me enough to grant my wish.
Are we there yet?
Serenity complained, after a few minutes of pipbuck music. I was honestly wondering the same thing, too. As much fun as it was to be a captive wandering the wastes, I couldn't wait until we got to wherever it was we were going so I could escape already.
Soon.
She smirked a bit. I assumed.
Damn masks did nothing for facial expressions.
As the whole group stopped.
We need to blindfold you.
For fuck's sake.